Now we're going to talk about a very special drive that was taken by a visually impaired woman from Tralee. The joy of driving a car for only the third time in her life. Her name's Mairead O'Mahony, originally from Cork but has lived in Tralee for 20 years. Mairead, good morning to you.
Morning, how are you?
You went rallying in Mondello Park.
Oh, God, right? Yeah. It was great crack.
How did you manage it and how did this all come about?
Well, I think, I did it through Vision Sports Ireland. So they're an organisation who organises activities for people who are totally blind or visually impaired. So, they organise different activities like tennis and golf and swimming and tandem cycling and all that kind of thing in various locations. And I think like a lot of visually impaired or totally blind people like myself included have always had the dream that I'd love to drive a car. And it often came up in conversation, you know, even when we'd be having discussions and talking and things about, you know, what activities we'd like to do next or any ideas for the future. And one of the people involved in the organisation of Vision Sports, herself and her family are hugely into rally driving. Mm. So I think they probably were able to pull it off as well and try and get a load of volunteers and all the different rally drivers and things to organise it. So now I'm totally blind myself, so it was just amazing to be able to drive a car for real. The first time I'd say was about, it was probably about 10 years ago. I kept going on at them at home. Oh, please, I'd love to drive a car. Just let me drive around the field. It'd be grand.
Somewhere where I can't possibly crash or whatever. Yeah.
I can't possibly crash. I want to experience it. And they were always quite hesitant about it. But eventually, anyway, I think I just wore them down. And they let me do it around the field anyway at home eventually. And I just loved it. Now, I wish I had a bigger, longer, straighter run so I could really just let it rip. But, you know, limits are limits. But I just loved it. And like, even when you're driving the car like this, it's just such a sense of freedom and the rush of adrenaline and all that. It was just amazing. Nice. Like, and there's so much involved in driving, like, you know, using the brakes and using the clutch and using the gears and the accelerator. And I always wonder, God, how do people listen to the radio while they're driving or be doing their makeup in the car or whatever?
Yeah.
But it was amazing. And then when I went to Mondello, like, it was my second year doing Mondello because last year was the first year of it. So for the morning time of it, we all went out in various groups and we had about a half an hour with a driving instructor each. So it was great. I'd say I put the fear into my poor instructor, Finn. He was like, "Is there, slow down, because I kept wanting to push on the accelerator as much
yes.
as possible.
You were pushing the right leg down heavier and heavier.
Oh, definitely, yeah. And sometimes he'd put on the indicators then, like, there was other people, like, there was a couple of us on the track at the same time.
Right.
But it
right,
was great
right.
crack. It was just brilliant. And he was very good, actually, because what I noticed he'd done differently this year in comparison to last year when I had an instructor or whatever, if he said steer the car to the right now or whatever, to, you know, the right or the left or whatever, he was using the clock position. So he might say steer it to maybe 6 o'clock or 4 o'clock or 2 o'clock or whatever.
Oh,
so it
yes.
gave me a good idea of a good gauge of how much I kind of needed to turn the steering wheel so that, Joe, because if somebody just says right, you're kind of not sure, okay, am I gone enough or am I gone too much or too little?
Yes.
So. Because, yeah. of course, with Mondello Park, you have a lot of corners and bends and things as well, so you kind of have to. I'd love to just have a big, long, straight area and just let it rip.
We'll have to get you to a runway in an airport or something before too much longer.
Track.
Yeah. Listen, it's something, Mairead, that you mentioned about how you're wondering how people manage to do other things, listen to radio while driving. It's something that just people take for granted, that they just they can do it and that's it.
Well, I suppose after so long of it, I suppose you just get used to it or whatever. It's like anything else. But it was just an amazing feeling driving the car, like, because it was,
feeling the freedom.
Now, like, I suppose in the future, I can't wait, like, until, like, a self-driving car comes out, like a Google Drive or something, and you
yes.
just program in different routes into it, like the shop or home or whatever, and you press a button and it'll take you there. I just can't wait for that, because now, while I'm lucky, I'm living in the town of Tralee, and there's a lot of public transport and things, but I can imagine, like, I mean, where I live at home, it's in Cork, it's out in a rural area, like, so,
yeah.
you know, if you're relying on public transport or anything,
you'll be waiting
forget
a long
about
time.
It. At least with a car, you know, you can go when you want, and you can come back when you want, and you always get there quicker by driving anyway than you would in public transport. So, you know, I just can't wait for that day when you, yeah, you're not kind of making times for transport.
Yes, it's not becoming a, such a big
but
part of your life.
You do have to plan. When you're not driving yourself, you have to plan.
Yes, that's and it delivers. Thing. It would deliver a level of independence to you and
oh,
make
definitely.
A massive difference to you and others. Now, this all came out of the National Council for the Blind's Changing Perceptions 2021-2023 Vision Sports Ireland, which you mentioned, making the dream come true. A lot of people get involved. I know there was two Kerry drivers, Kerry Motor Club members, father and son duo Jason and Massey Costello. They were two of many rally drivers who gave their time and their rally car freely for the enjoyment of Christmas. They drove all the way up to the County Kildare track for that. So a lot of effort, a lot of work went in from a lot of people to make this happen.
Oh, definitely, yeah. I mean, there was amazing organisation by everyone. And I mean, everyone was so helpful and they wanted all of us totally blind people or visually impaired people to get the best out of it.
Yeah.
And, you know, there was, you know, you could really, whatever you wanted to kind of do in the car, you kind of could do really. So it was great. And then in the afternoon, we all got to have a go in a rally car. So we were being driven by the rally drivers in at really fast speed, and it was just amazing.
Being a passenger? Like, not many people have done that, being driven by a rally driver.
Oh my God, it was amazing. I absolutely loved it, because it's just the pure rush of adrenaline and just the sense of freedom, and you're being tossed and turned around in the car in every kind of direction. So, I mean, I had done it last year, and for the first time, and I kind of said, okay, I'd love to go faster. I don't know if he got fast enough. I think he was a bit reluctant. You know what now? We've a plan for you. This time we're going to put you in one of the drifter cars. And I absolutely loved it. It was amazing. Because like the drifter car is kind of, it slides a lot and it kind of goes up on its side. It's hard to explain really, but
yeah.
I'm sure if you've seen them, you'd know them like, but it was just amazing, like, and yeah, we got about a good 10 minutes maybe in the rally cars then, which was really cool, like, because it's amazing to be able to drive at that kind of fast speed with,
yeah,
you know,
yeah,
just a complete sense of freedom, really, to be honest.
Yeah. Mairead, look, it sounds absolutely fantastic. The impact on the people, I know there was about 80 blind and vision impaired participants, so a huge impact on a lot of people, these sort of initiatives.
Definitely, and definitely, you know, if they were able to have sold more tickets, if they had more tickets available, they definitely would have been able to sell at least double of them again, because there was huge interest in it, and unfortunately a lot of blind or visually impaired people that wanted to do it this year didn't get to do it, because, you know, there's only so many places, but it was doubled this year from last year, because last year it was held over one day, this year it was over 2 days, so they did double the amount of participants this year, so it just shows you how popular the activity is and people really want to do it.
Yeah.
And you had people of all ages at it, which was great. Like, I mean, you had school children with their parents and their families, and you had people of, you know, in their mid-20s and 30s and 40s, and, you know, you had people all ages. It was great. It was just a really good experience.
Yeah. Was it transformational? Something that maybe they thought at one stage of life, well, I'll never be able to do that. That there'll be no way that I'll be able to get behind the wheel of a car and actually drive for any length of time.
Oh, definitely, yeah. Because, I mean, as I say, I've always dreamt of doing something like this, but never in your wildest dreams would you think you'd be able to get to Mondello, like, because, you know, to be hard enough to get there, and, you know, never would you think you'd get to experience doing it for real. So, like, even to be in a rally car alone is a huge, you know, it's a huge deal, and it's a huge thing for people, because not many people get the opportunity to do that. So it was brilliant.
Yeah. What's next, Mairead? Silverstone Grand Prix, the British Grand Prix, maybe,
oh,
Lewis Hamilton,
yeah.
Or a stage of the World Rally Championship, maybe?
Yeah, definitely. That'll be the next one on the list now, I think.
Brilliant stuff. Mairead, listen, are you going to continue with this programme? Obviously, it's, judging by the interest, a huge success. So would you be hoping it's something that continues to push the boundaries in different areas of life for vision impaired and blind people?
Yeah. Definitely, yeah. And I'm sure it'll probably go ahead now again next year. And it's usually kind of once a year it'll go ahead, I'd say, hopefully. So hopefully it'll be on again next year. And yeah, hopefully new stuff will come out as well. And before we know it, we might have to self-driving cars and watch out for the parking spaces. I'll just park in the area.
There you go. Well, listen,
can't wait for that day to arrive. Like,
yeah, you'll have to get on to Kerry's Paul Nagel. He might give you passage in a WRC car or something like that. But look, well done to everyone involved. It really is brilliant, and a brilliant initiative, Mairead, for it, and continued success with the programme. And thanks so much for, I suppose, describing it so well for us.
Brilliant. Thank you very much.
Brilliant. Great stuff there. With us on the line, talking about this, that transformational thing, really. And it's, you think of it as such a simple thing of driving a car, or the joy for some people of getting to see rally or being involved in rally. For people of visually impaired and blind to be able to do that is just incredible. It's Mairead O'Mahony there, who's living in Tralee, has been blind all her life and got to drive a car at Mondello Park. Incredible stuff. If you have a view for us on that, get in touch.